Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Resources Connection Inc., ticker symbol RGP. If you're looking for actionable insights on whether this consulting firm is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, you've come to the right place. We'll break down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and even intrinsic value calculations. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get into it. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe if you enjoy detailed stock breakdowns like this one. Before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Resources Connection Inc., or RGP, isn't exactly a household name like Apple or Tesla, but it's a player in the professional services and consulting space. They operate globally, helping businesses navigate complex challenges with on-demand talent and consulting solutions. With a market cap of around $175 million as of the latest data, they're a small-cap stock, which means higher risk, but also potential for outsized returns if they execute well. Today, we're going to dissect their business model, financial health, and growth prospects to see if RGP deserves a spot in your investment radar. Let's start with a quick company profile. Founded in 1996 and headquartered in Irvine, California, Resources Connection Inc. provides consulting services under the brand Resources Global Professionals. They focus on delivering expertise in areas like finance, accounting, technology, and human resources to clients across North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. With about 722 full-time employees, they're lean but mighty, offering a mix of on-demand talent, consulting, and outsourced services. Their mission? Helping companies tackle transformation and change with agility. But the real question is, are they transforming their own bottom line? Let's find out. Now let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, RGP reported total revenue of about $551.3 million, which is a noticeable decline from $632.8 million in 2024, and a far cry from their peak of $805 million in 2022. Breaking it down by segment, their consulting services brought in $219.2 million, making up the lion's share, followed by on-demand talent at $206 million, and outsourced services at $39.6 million. Geographically, most of their revenue comes from North America, with Europe and Asia Pacific contributing $77.6 million in 2025. The trend here is concerning. Revenue has been shrinking over the past few years, down nearly 13.9%, on a constant currency basis in the latest quarter. Is this a temporary hiccup due to macroeconomic headwinds or a sign of deeper structural issues? We'll dig into that as we go. Moving on to RGP's recent performance raises some red flags. For Q1 fiscal 2026, as reported on October 8, 2025, they saw a significant improvement in gross margin to 39.5% from 36.5% last year, which is a positive. However, the top line continues to struggle with a 13.9% decline in constant currency revenue. Looking at the full year 2025 numbers, they posted a staggering net loss of $191.8 million compared to a profit of $21 million in 2024. That translates to an EPS of -5.80. Ouch. This massive loss seems tied to non-cash impairments or restructuring costs, but it's still a tough pill to swallow for investors. The key takeaway: while margins are improving, revenue contraction and profitability issues are front and center. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q1 2026 earnings call on October 8, 2025. CEO Roger Carlile and the team acknowledged the challenging demand environment, particularly in certain verticals, but they're optimistic about their strategic initiatives. They highlighted the launch of RIQ, a proprietary AI accelerator built on ServiceNow, as a potential game changer for their digital transformation offerings. They also pointed to their strong client relationships and diversified service portfolio as buffers against economic softness. However, they didn't shy away from the reality of revenue declines, citing cautious client spending. What stood out to me was their focus on cost management. Gross margin improvements don't happen by accident. But will these efforts translate to top-line growth? That's the million-dollar question. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a deeper look at RGP's health. Starting with the balance sheet for fiscal 2025, they have $86.1 million in cash and cash equivalents, down from $108.9 million in 2024. Total assets stand at $304.7 million, a sharp drop from $510.9 million last year, largely due to write-downs or asset sales. On the liability side, they've got $97.6 million in total liabilities, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.12, which is quite low and a positive sign. No heavy debt burden here. Their current ratio of 3.21 indicates solid liquidity to cover short-term obligations. However, retained earnings took a massive hit, dropping to negative $121.6 million due to that huge net loss. Moving to cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was $18.9 million, and free cash flow came in at $16.2 million, both decent given the loss. They're still paying a dividend, 0.35 cents per share annually, yielding about 6.9%, which is attractive for income investors. But with profitability in the red, sustainability of that dividend is a concern. Overall, the balance sheet shows resilience, but the income statement screams caution. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of 526 cents, RGP's market cap is roughly 175.6 million. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is a low 0.32, suggesting the stock is cheap relative to revenue. However, their PE ratio is negative at 90.89 due to the net loss, so traditional earnings multiples aren't helpful right now. Enterprise value is a $116.5 million, factoring in their cash position, which is lower than the market cap, a rarity that indicates a potential bargain if they can turn things around. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026 and beyond, analysts project ratios ranging wildly from 9.69 to over 100, reflecting uncertainty about future earnings recovery. Compared to the consulting services industry average PE of 29.5, RGP looks undervalued if they can return to profitability. But that's a big if. I think the low valuation reflects the market's skepticism about near-term growth. Let's break down RGP's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, RGP has a diversified service portfolio spanning consulting, on-demand talent, and outsourced services, which helps mitigate risk across sectors. Their low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.12 and strong liquidity with a current ratio of 3.21 are also pluses. On the weakness side, the massive $191.8 million net loss in 2025 and consistent revenue declines, down 13.9% in Q1 2026, point to operational or market challenges. Their small cap status also means less visibility and potentially higher volatility. For opportunities, their recent launch of RIQ, the AI accelerator, could position them as a leader in digital transformation consulting, especially as AI adoption grows. Additionally, global demand for flexible, on-demand talent solutions could be a tailwind if they capitalize on it. Finally, threats include macroeconomic uncertainty, as seen in cautious client spending mentioned in the earnings call, and intense competition in the consulting space from larger players with deeper pockets. Overall, RGP has a foundation to build on, but execution risks loom large. Let's check out RGP's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 2.1%, but it's up 5.87% over the last month and 3.48% over 3 months. However, zoom out to 6 months, and it's down 14.84%, and over the past year, it's taken a brutal 42.9% hit. Over 5 years, the stock has lost 59.31% of its value. Yikes. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 15.59% over 1 year and 120.97% over 5 years, RGP is severely underperforming. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in a downtrend with no clear bottom yet. There's some short-term resistance around $5.50, and if it breaks below $5, we could see further downside. For long-term investors, this isn't inspiring, but for contrarians, the low price and high dividend yield might tempt a speculative buy. Just be cautious. Momentum isn't on your side. Now let's estimate RGP's intrinsic value to see if the stock is undervalued or overvalued. I'm using a discounted cash flow model for this, projecting future free cash flows based on historical data and conservative growth assumptions. Over the past few years, RGP's free cash flow has averaged around $30 to $40 million annually, though 2025 was lower at $16.2 million due to the net loss. I'm assuming a modest recovery with 5% annual growth for the next 5 years, then a terminal growth rate of 2%. Discounting these cash flows at a 10% rate to account for small cap risk and factoring in their current cash and debt positions, let's see what we get. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for RGP comes out to approximately $8.50 per share. At the current price of $5.26, that suggests the stock is undervalued by about 38%. This aligns with the low price-to-sales ratio and forward PE projections if earnings recover. However, this valuation hinges on RGP stabilizing revenue and returning to consistent profitability. If the revenue declines persist or the net loss repeats, this intrinsic value could drop significantly. So, while there's potential upside, it's not without risk. So what's the verdict on Resources Connection Inc.? Let's wrap this up. RGP is a small-cap consulting firm with a diversified service model and a strong balance sheet, no debt issues, and decent liquidity. However, their recent financial performance is alarming, with a massive net loss in 2025 and ongoing revenue declines. Strategic moves like the RIQAI accelerator are promising, and their valuation appears cheap with an intrinsic value of $8.50 against a 5 or 26 price. But the stock's downtrend and underperformance relative to the sector can't be ignored. For long-term investors, RGP might be a speculative buy if you believe in a turnaround, especially with that 6.9% dividend yield. For me, though, I'd wait for signs of revenue stabilization before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on RGP? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know which stock you'd like me to analyze next. If you found this breakdown helpful, smash that like button, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss my next video. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.